this work.
Blog Talk Radio.
All aboard!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Gypsy. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana, and I think the NFL knows what Randy Moss does with marijuana.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Not that's almost enough for me to like turn it off, go make a drink and be done with this. Obviously I need to figure this out. I probably should not like try it while I'm live, but hopefully everybody's doing well. Fuck me, god damn. What a day of football. What a weekend of football, right? College football playoff rankings just came out. For those of you, whatever, live from Hollywood, tough love, I'm Alistair. As you can see, I'm fucking mad right now because I don't know what just happened. I don't know how to do this. My first time going live on YouTube, and because I'm using a program that, you can use to go live, you gotta, like, jump through a bunch of fucking hoops. And I don't know why I'm not living on a beach somewhere spearfishing and doing this. I don't get it. What am I doing? So who knows? I don't know. But obviously, I would save myself a lot of headache if I just hired somebody to just do this. Then I'd be done. Then I could just, like, have it all set up. Because if you saw in front of me right now, it's a shit show. It's pathetic. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I've been watching YouTube videos, I'm not joking, for yesterday and today, trying to figure this shit out. And I'm not good. I'm not good at it. I don't know what I'm doing. So with that said, maybe Sunday morning to be a little bit better. Denver, Dave, B-Rad, that's awesome. I don't know, MVP's in New York. How dope is that? Maybe next time I'll join you guys. MVP is merging bets and players, for those of you who don't know. So like I was saying, good football weekend. As funny as it is, like I mentioned on Sunday morning, Alabama at LSU was a downer. And it reflected in the rankings tonight. I think the biggest takeaway from this weekend, is that I hear a lot of people, oh, Rodgers and Brady, It wasn't what we expected. Pretty anticlimactic. You know, I mean, think about this. Last week, it was Ty Montgomery who fumbled that kickoff, took it out, and then fumbled the kickoff. Whoa. Yeah, fucking murder things right now. And so it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault, right? He didn't get the opportunity to lead the Packers on what possibly could have been a game-winning drive. Sunday night, you know, Aaron, whatever his name is, something, fumbles. And, you know, and next thing you know, it's a different game. It's just a different game. So, you know, anticlimactic, yes. At the same time, was it just amazing to see Brady and Rodgers on the field at the same time? You guys know I love me some, you know, some Tom Brady. I feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers. I'm a Vikings fan, right? So I have to be a closet Aaron Rodgers fan. But Aaron Rodgers is incredible. And here's my thing. This is the way, you know, because everybody always says the GOAT, who's better, this and that. If you swap teams, and this is what I always do with the Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. If you swap Emmitt and Barry, I mean, no offense to Emmitt Smith because he's unbelievable, but Barry would have possibly got 3,000 yards behind that offensive line in Dallas. Where if you put Emmitt on that line or on that Detroit team behind that offensive line with that offense, we might not be talking about Emmitt Smith as a Hall of Famer if you did that. And I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans who is, you know, blasphemy, but that's reality. So when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, if you were to swap them, how much changes? You know, I mean, I don't necessarily know how much changes. You know, people want to talk about, oh, Aaron Rodgers would have 6,000 yards passing and 7, you know, Super Bowls. Keep in mind, it's a team sport. It's still a team sport. Tom Brady didn't necessarily lose 3 Super Bowls, one of which was the most ridiculous catch in the history of football, possibly, next to Franco Harris, maybe. That David Tyree catch, quite possibly, was the most insane catch we've ever seen or possibly will ever see. Especially in the Super Bowl. The magnitude of it. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, the Eli Manningham, or the Eli to Manningham catch, you know, so that's 2 of them. You know, the Jesus Christ, last year against the Eagles, what do you want Tom to do? Threw for 503 yards, you know? Like, so what I'm saying is, just if you were to put Aaron Rodgers in Tom's place, how do you know Aaron would be better than 5-3 in Super Bowls? Think about that, by the way. Tom has basically been to half of the years that he's played a Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean, would Aaron have done that? Yeah, maybe. But Tom, I think, would have had just as much success in Green Bay, a Super Bowl, one. You know, I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, it was just, even though it was anticlimactic, it was fun to watch. It was just fun to watch both of those. Denver, know what? For Freeman, you're all over the board. And it is chemistry. There's no doubt, Brad. You know, and football, that's the beauty of it. And yes, I love football. It's my favorite. But at the same time, it's the biggest team mentality that you can have. The chemistry is so important. If one person isn't doing their job, the play can be foiled. And so, therefore, that's just on the field. That's not the 53 men off the field, and you have attitudes and personalities, and the coaching comes into place. And yes, Tom Brady's had better coaching, you know, but it is seriously, to me, it's very, very close. Barry and Emmett, it's not close to me. And I know people just, Emmett Smith. It's Barry Sanders is Barry Sanders. I'm sorry. We'll never see somebody like him ever again. Ever. That's what's so amazing about AP, by the way, is that he has Jim Brown and Barry Sanders in a mix. He's incredible. And by the way, I told you so. How fun was it to see Cordero Patterson, by the way, on Sunday night? Former Viking, former Oakland Raider, a guy who I said, get him the goddamn ball. That's all you got to do. That, you know, everybody harped on him about being a poor route runner. Oh, he can't run around. He's a receiver. Get him the goddamn football, just like Lee Harvin. Just get him the ball. See what he's going to do. And sure enough, he comes in, and they put him at running back. The guy's big. He's 6'2", 6'3", 225 all day long. That's a big boy. He might not look it. Yeah, but he's a big boy, and he's fast, and he's physical. It's shocking to me that the Vikings and the Raiders are that, well, I said it before the season. The Patriots will get the most out of Cordero Patterson, and sure as shit, bam, it's happening. I hate to say I told you so, because I rarely do, but I will take this opportunity to say I told you so. And I told you so on Adrian Peterson, too. Granted, he had a poor day on Sunday against Atlanta. Atlanta rolls into Washington. I lost money on that goddamn game. Beats the Redskins. But the Redskins had four offensive. Trent Williams didn't even start. He was out, inactive. And then they lost three more starters on the offensive line. And my buddy Bob wants to talk shit about Adrian Peterson. Like, what did he do on Sunday? It's like, nobody would have done anything behind that line except save for Barry Sanders. Maybe. I doubt it. I mean, there's not much you can do when you're down four starting offensive linemen. That's where the game is won. I don't need to hear any bullshit. AP is on pace for 1,200 yards. I just need to say that. You know, Cordero, baby. My little brother just tuned in. I don't even know if you guys can hear me on Facebook Live. I muted it. I just don't know if that went into the YouTube app or not. You know, it's so funny. I should have somebody there, should have, you know, somebody with lighting, whatever. I should really have, this a little bit more professional. Somebody should help me out with that. Shit costs money, you know, it just does. Anticlimactic, sure. Patriots win. They've won however many straight. And, you know, they're looking good. So is the Chiefs, obviously. Chiefs won and rather easy. Oh, yeah, at Cleveland. Patrick Mahomes. It's insane to think. That dude has thrown for 30 touchdowns. 29 or 30 touchdowns. That's fucking crazy. Crazy. I still don't think they're going to be there in the end. January, the game changes. And if you don't have a defense, I don't think you're going to be doing good. I just don't. I mean, granted, their offense is insane, but everybody's offense slows down in January. It's just, it's cold. You know, it's rainy, it's snowy, it's shitty. The conditions are just that much different that I don't necessarily know if Patrick Mahomes and that offense would keep going. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's realistic to think that they're able to keep this up through really bad conditions. It's Kansas City. What if they have a home game in Kansas City and it's 32 degrees, rainy, sleet, out? You know, I don't think he's going to be chucking it for 350. I mean, they can try. I just don't know if Kareem Hunt is able to carry the load. He probably can, but that defense, I don't see it. I'll get to the Vikings, obviously. I know I have a lot of Vikings fans, including myself, you know, who we housed the Lions and Stafford 10 times. But I just try to touch real quick on that Rams-Saints game. Obviously, everybody was very intrigued with the Packers and the Patriots, but that Rams and Saints game, that was the game of the week by far. And, I mean, you know, obviously Saints take care of business at home. I have a feeling if that game was on the road, it might be a little bit different story. It did feel like the last team to have the ball was the one who's going to win. Both their offenses are dynamic. Rams defense, you'd probably give the edge to. But Saints, you know, they've won what? 7 or 8 straight? Alvin Kamara. It's unfair. It's unfair. I don't know what that dude cannot do. And it's impressive to me that he has the ability to run between the tackles like he does and not get hurt. Joey, what up? I mean, it's interesting. I think about that. The guy's, it's not like he's a big dude. It's not like he's a big guy. He just, he has just this want, this hunger. And on top of it, wildly athletic. The moves that dude makes, he beat the Vikings by himself. You know, but Rams had a tough day, you know, in certain respects. I feel as though they let up, you know, some pretty easy opportunities. And, you know, Saints in New Orleans, they're going to take advantage of those opportunities. I should probably check and see. Okay, nobody's called. I don't even know. Let's check the, yeah, since it's streaming. I just don't know if it's actually, like, on or not. Should I hit this deal again? Let's see what this does. Then I'll hit it back again. Oh, yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. It should be easy as just hitting buttons. Shouldn't it? It should be that easy. Can you tell I'm so not technologically advanced? I've got so much technical shit in front of me. It's shocking. Insane. And I don't know how to use any of it. I don't have a clue. I don't. I have a really... Whatever. Okay. What? 12 minutes left. Viking. You know, I mean, again... Just like Buffalo, just like the Jets, just like whoever else that, you know, we should have beat. These are games that, yeah, we should win these games. And, you know, I mean, I was surprised that Dalvin Cook played. You know, it makes sense to probably keep him on the shelf for the bye week. And then bring him back. Just, it's a hamstring. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hamstring. And as we've seen with that pussy Leonard Fournette, that bitch of mine in a first round pick, who, for whatever reason, can't get over his hamstring injury, the sand can't come out of that gash soon enough. Trust me. But, you know, I mean, I thought for sure they would rest Dalvin. And he played. And he did well. I mean, that 70-yard run, keep in mind, he had 10 carries, 81 yards, 70 of them were on one. So he had 9 for 11, all right? Not so great. But that 70-yarder is the thing that gives Vikings fans, you know, it brings a different dynamic. That's all it is. And Latavius has played his ass off, and he's done so well, and he did well on Sunday. But the home run threat that Dalvin Cook has, by the way, on that 70-yard run, supposedly, I'm not a scientist. I didn't look this up. I just heard it. But on that run, that was the fastest mile per hour anybody's had all season. And Dalvin got on Sunday on that 70-yard run. Crazy. Crazy to think. With all the Tyreek Hills and all that type of stuff that goes on, that run on with Dalvin, fastest of the season. So, yeah, and, you know, I mean, both of those two are just, you know, Latavius Murray is a good pass blocker, and that's awesome, right? I mean, part of your job description as a running back is pass protection, pass blocking. Dalvin, unbelievably, last year through the first four games before he got hurt, that's the one thing I couldn't shut up about. Like, this guy can pick up blitzes. He's a rookie. How is he doing this? And Latavius Murray is doing it, you know, but we've seen him do it. But how nice is that to have? Two dudes who can, you know, pass block and be effective and catch the ball out of the backfield. Both of them can, not just Dalvin. Latavius Murray can do that really well. Latavius is like a poor man's Eric Dickerson to me. He has that, like, tall running style, but he's sleek and he's faster than you think he is. You know, Kirk Cousins was serviceable. I didn't, there wasn't anything that Kirk did. You know, I think he had a pick. That was a pretty bad one. Maybe. I can't remember. I should probably pull up the, hold on. Whatever. Pull up the box score. Check. See? My eyes are just shit. Yeah, he did have that pick. 18 and 22, a buck 60 something. Obviously wasn't needed. The defense was the story of the day. 10 sacks. Danielle Hunter. I mean, you look at that guy and you're like, yeah, he should. Right? I mean, he should. It's like, you know, where did I get that stat? B-Rad, I'm telling you, I heard it. And I'm pretty sure it's real deal Holyfield. I heard it, I think, on the NFL Network. Check it out. I'm 100% sure that I'm right on this. But fastest run of the season. Cousins, like I say, didn't do anything. Defense. Danielle Hunter is 6'5", 260 pounds, to, you know, like 270 maybe. The guy is insane. You look at him, you're like, yeah, he should do that. He should be able to do that. But it's not that easy, you know, and he's got the lead for sacks in the league right now. I think he had 11 and a half. He had a fumble recovery for a touchdown on that stupid play by Stafford. I mean, I guess it's both of their faults. Kerryon wasn't necessarily ready for it, maybe. It drops, goes to the ground. And there you have it. But Danielle gets 3.5 sacks, a fumble recovery. I mean, the guy has just been through the first half of the season. There's an argument to be made that we're looking at the defensive MVP right now. Aaron Donald obviously is doing special things as expected in Los Angeles here. But Danielle Hunter, that's possibly the other side to it. Maybe, you know, Aaron Donald is expected for him to do this, and he is, though. He's facing double teams weekly. The Saints double teamed him every play and let Ndamukong Suh have at it. Aaron Donald is special. It's ridiculous. But Danielle Hunter is somebody who, you know, I mean, has had a good career so far. Short, but good. And it wasn't expected to do what he's doing. So who knows? Maybe that elevates him higher, you know, than others or than Donald, because that's basically obviously where it sits right now. But man, they did good. Yeah, it was a record-breaking sack on Stafford. Hold on. Yeah, so funny. Mark says if there was the fastest running, would have been caught. That's what I was thinking too. But he did almost get that corner and almost was gone. So he almost did, but yeah, you know, I mean, I want to say there was a game, not last year, but I think it was the year before, where we had 7 sacks on Stafford, I think is what it was. Like, how Detroit has beat the Vikings twice before Sunday, you know, for the 2 games here at US Bank Stadium, or back in Minnie, but, you know, that's insane. The Vikings had the Lions number for years. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's kind of been a struggle. You know, I will say this. Defensively, yes, we did well. Obviously, when you pressure the quarterback like that, again, bring back Tom Brady into this. We saw it in two Super Bowls. What happens when you pressure a quarterback and get them uncomfortable and off their spot? And, you know, I mean, the rest of your team doesn't necessarily have to do too much. Off of those 10 sacks, keep in mind, 9 of those were from 4-man front, no blitzes. So think about that. Think of the advantage you have when that the front four is getting that much pressure and you have 7 guys just hanging out in the back, just, you know, waiting to make plays. That's important in the game of football. You cannot speak enough to that. It's incredible. So, you know, it's nice to have that. The one thing that still bothers me, and I know he's awesome, don't get me wrong, but Xavier Rhodes plays up to his competition so much, it's insane. Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, shuts them down. And I am not taking anything away from Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones, I have always been a fan of. I've always said he is really good. But, man, Xavier, I don't know what it is. He had a tough go of it. I have 3.5 minutes. There was a couple things I wanted to hit on. I guess I'll just do the one in the sense that, you know, when it comes to Oakland, I just want to throw this out there because I think it's funny. Apparently it's snowing back in Minneapolis. God, that sucks. it's not here in Los Angeles. But Oakland, you know, what's going on with them right now sucks. Obviously, I'd hate to be a fan. But if you remember 30 years ago when Dallas was, not so great, whatever. But they had Herschel Walker. And they convinced the Vikings to make that trade and get 3 firsts, 3 seconds, and 3 thirds. We will never see that again, obviously. And it wasn't just straight up like that. It was 4 other players who the Vikings traded along with that was part of it, and blah, 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 blah. But, good one, Ryan. But from that, they were able to get Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson, basically their whole offensive line. And so here's the thing. And, you know, obviously you have to hit on the draft picks if you're going to get that many of them, right? But Dallas looks like shit. Oh, yeah, that's what the other thing was. I told you so on Dak Prescott, too. He's terrible, and he's terrible. But Dallas looks bad. That's a first-round pick that possibly is going to be top 10. They've got, obviously, the 2 from Chicago. Who knows how that's going to be this year or next year and then the year after. They've got 5 first-round picks. I think they've got 5 or 6 second round picks. All I'm saying is don't be shocked if Oakland, once they hit Vegas, keep in mind, people forget how exciting the draft is. The NFL draft is insane. And now the Raiders have 5 first round picks, 3 next year and 2 after that. Who knows what else they're going to get away. Then they've got all these seconds going to Vegas, all this excitement. If they hit, they could have a turnaround like the Cowboys did. Cowboys took their best player and traded him away. Oakland and Herschel Walker. Oakland did the same with Khalil Mack and got a ransom back for him. You got a first for Amari Cooper. Telling you, it's, you know, just don't be surprised. It's not like John Gruden forgot how to coach. It's just, you know, it's just like college. You kind of want your players. If you're a college coach and you get hired, kind of want your players. I'm going to have to stop this on here. I don't know what I'm doing on here. I have no clue. But anyway, thanks for joining. Tough love. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning. That was terrible. But I love you guys. And drive fast, take chances. I'll see you Sunday morning. Hopefully I'll have this figured out by then. Take care.